This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. 2+ years into this pandemic, medical offices and hospitals are still hurting for staff, maybe hurting even more now than they were earlier. And it's not just nurses. Anybody who would be working at a bedside is hard to come by. The reasons why we've talked about a lot, but whatever the cause, hospitals still need people. So some of those hospitals are training truck drivers and cafeteria workers and custodians for clinical jobs. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has that one.
Medical assistants answer phones, take vital signs, and even call in prescriptions. Seems basic, but it requires some specialized training. 12 weeks in this case.
Okay, we're going to talk about drugs. Controlled substances.
Professor Eli Alvarado at Nashville State Community College walks her pupils through their role in helping doctors write prescriptions and the risks that go along with high-powered narcotics, for instance.
Prescription pads. You need to keep them locked up, double locked.
All 11 of these students already work at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, which has nearly 29,000 employees. Some of them are pretty far from the bedside. 52-year-old Clifford Johnson was the lead driver for a team that shuttles surgical instruments back and forth to get sterilized.
When I was driving the truck, I just dealt with driving the truck, come back, driving the truck. And I felt like I could do more in this particular field.
Johnson says he knew there was more opportunity on the clinical side of campus, but going back to school was tricky, even though Vanderbilt has always offered to reimburse tuition.
A lot of times you have to go to work, then leave work, go to school, then you got family. You need 28 hours in a day instead of 24 and without any sleep.
But now Vanderbilt, like so many hospitals, is looking for creative hiring solutions, with more than 100 openings just for medical assistants and more leaving all the time. So beyond covering tuition, the hospital offered to pay employees like Johnson their salaries as they trained full-time. Peggy Valentine directs the education program for what's known as allied health positions.
The turnover rate has been tremendous. And so the thinking was, why don't we work with our employees, build a sense of loyalty, and then we've got a workforce that's likely to stay with us in the long haul.
This grow-your-own concept is catching on around the country as the market for medical assistance becomes more competitive. From a community hospital in Comanche County, Oklahoma, to community health centers across California. David Girard is a strategist who advises health systems nationwide. Their number one challenge at the moment is staffing up and down the ranks.
I think they're learning the value of loyalty and that what it takes to earn it.
And Girard says it's not just money, though that helps. While paid training is attractive, Vanderbilt is also upping hourly rates for medical assistants from $17 to nearly $21 an hour. But it's also about opportunity. Vanderbilt's Peggy Valentine says the credentials are stackable, meaning a medical assistant has an easier time becoming a surgical tech or a registered nurse, jobs that are also in high demand.
Some people may be satisfied being a medical assistant. Others may want to go higher. So it gives you the chance to sort of put your toes in the water and see if this is really for you.
As for Clifford Johnson, he says the new job won't result in a raise, but there will be considerably more opportunity to advance.
To me, this is really like the ground level of where I can go.
And for now, he sees that future with the hospital that's investing in his career. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.